Wayne, I know what OSB is, but what is OSSB?
OSSB is very similar to OSB, only instead of using wood, we use straw. So in OSB, it's called oriented strand board, which uses a lot of native wood species like our trembling aspen and our balsam poplar as a raw material base. OSSB is oriented split straw board. In this case, instead of using wood, we're using wheat straw. We can use any cereal straw, but in this particular case, we're using wheat straw to make the same type of product, structural panel made out of straw instead of wood.
Now, what is it that you have done at the Alberta Research Council to develop this?
Well, the key to making OSB or OSSB is to make a strand that's as long as possible that you can orient into a mat. As well, in the process, we use a thermal setting binder. So we apply the thermal setting binder in the manufacturing process to the strand. Well, unfortunately, straw is a tube, not a strand, when it's made by Mother Nature. So if you think about it, if you try to take a tube and apply a resin to all the surfaces and then try to form it into a panel, well, you're only getting resin on half the strand, because when you press it together, of course, the inside of the tube doesn't get any resin. So the objective, or the challenge, is to take this tube, split the tube, but leave the tube as long as possible so you can make a strand out of it. So we've developed the technology here to split the straw tube, make the straw tube as long as possible. And once we have that tube in the way we want it, we can put it through the same processes we do with wood-based OSB in the manufacturing process. We can take the material, run it through the same blending machines, run it through the same mat forming devices, run it through the same press with similar resins, and we've got a product that's equivalent and in some cases superior to wood-based OSB.
Well, you're actually at the point now where this technology is being commercialized. What's happening there?
This is something we've been waiting for a long time. The company we're developing the project with is Panel Board Holdings. They're a Dutch company that is developing the project in China. They've got a license to the technology, and they are taking this technology overseas and using our techniques and our methods in the OSB manufacturing process to create a building product out of Chinese wheat straw. We've been waiting for about 7 years now. We're working with this company, and it's finally becoming, that's what we're celebrating right now, is it's finally becoming a reality for us. And it's like seeing the newborn baby just taking off. You know, it's a very exciting time for us and the whole team here at ARC that's worked on the project.
Now, why China and not Canada?
Well, to tell you the truth, initially when we developed the OSSB technology, we were looking at Canada. Initially, the challenge from the OSB manufacturers here in Alberta was, can we supplement the fiber supply for OSB? Our OSB plants were a little bit older already. The forests were being depleted somewhat. So they said, can we extend the fiber supply and that way consume less wood fiber? So we looked at the technology. We developed the technique. The challenge, the challenge of splitting the straw, we found we could mix it with wood, and everything worked out great. But then all of a sudden, OSB prices just went crazy. The manufacturers were more concerned with making sure that their profits were up, and they didn't look at taking the technology risk at that time. Now it's maybe, if you look at it, a lot of those plants aren't operating anymore. But at the same time too. They helped us and challenged us in a way, not financially, but they challenged us intellectually to look at this problem and develop the product. So we developed the product, but we said, well, maybe there's other opportunities. So we looked at the product and says, well, can we make it all out of straw instead of just mixing wood and straw? And we found that mixing it actually caused problems, and using straw by itself worked very well. So from that point on, we said, maybe we can work in other parts of the world. And China happens to be the part of the world that's basically, sorry to borrow from a book, but the perfect storm in our case. China right now, with its burgeoning economic growth, is high demand for construction materials. So they need a lot of construction materials. However, their conventional construction methods, they use a lot of brick and masonry construction. Well, with brick and masonry construction, they have to strip a lot of their agricultural land to get at the clay to build the bricks. So that takes a lot of agricultural land out of production or reduces their productivity. Thirdly, they produce a lot of agricultural residues. wheat straw, rice straw, corn stover. They have tons and tons of agricultural residues that they burn annually, both for energy and just to burn to get rid of the residues. So they're creating a big environmental issue over there. So looking at this particular product, it meets a lot of their circumstances right now that they have. It meets their demand for construction material. It allows them to not burn their straw, reduce their carbon footprint. It allows them not to destroy agricultural producing areas to get a clay. Since they have no wood resource, this is a, you know, a great opportunity for them to develop a building structural product even using regionally available materials. So something that was traditionally looked using traditional North American construction methods, we now see as being a viable option in China. So that's how China comes into place. You know, this is the first place we're looking at, but I'm sure there's other places in the world that fit the same model as the Chinese, but it just happens that China's a logical place to go to now with their explosive economy and what's been going on over there in the last few years.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
You're welcome.